geek malls. Now, when we look at a kitten, we have to take notice of the preceding kitten. Now, the Torah says, ותבא בשם אמרי שרו אהרן ללמד, אבא אבני ישראל אמרת מלאו מישיש כי יזו מפסר את זה ואיתנו הוא, וזה הסתיר את המועשה בזה ו... או פסר את זה ויחת מסלם מזה ואת המועשה היא. כל המשקבה שישקרו לעזוב יתמו, וכל הקביעה שישקרו יתמו. Now, so what does Torah say? The Zav himself is not Tomei. And then the Mishkat of the Zav is not just Tomei, because he touched the Zav, so Mimele, he became Tomei. Then it would be only a Rishi. But the Mishkat of the Zav, whether he touched it or he didn't touch it, even if there are 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and the lower most mattress is a Mishkat of Zav, is also not a tumor. Is also not a tumor. Kamisha Mishkal Razav Yitmucha Kuya Shishkal of Yitma. Mishkal Mesha, the same thing. Then, Vishka Shayigav Mishkave, if somebody, a man who has heretofore been Toya, will touch the Mishka from the Zav, Yechab is Golov. So not only the man, the Odom, who was Nikeya, the Mishka from the Zav is Tomei, but even the Godin, that did not come in contact with the Mishkav Leza. The Bgodim is wearing the oath of Tom. V'yorachas b'mayim v'tomei adayar. V'ayishipo akri, asher yishipo v'azav yechabiz b'godo. V'yorachas b'mayim v'tomei adayar. So if somebody will sit in Torah, will sit on the same keile, that the Zav set, so it is Meshav, Hazav, Meshav is like Mishkav Hazav. So then, not only the person, the Odom who sat on the Keile, on which the Zav sat, is Tomei, but even his Godim are Tomei. Yechav is Godim, Yechav is Godim, Tomei, the Odom. Vanigei Abifsa Hazav, Yechav is Godim, Yechav is Godim, Tomei, the Odom. Vichyorek Hazav, Bitoya, Yechav is Godim, Yechav is Godim, the Odom. So the Reg des Mayonis of Zav, is also an alat. Is also an alat. It's a special aloch in Zav and in Zobe and in Mide. That the Mayone is the reik of the Zav is an alat ome. V'chol ha-merkav, now the Torah tells us, merkav of the Zav. V'chol ha-merkav ha-shirkav of the Zav, yitmo. V'chol ha-nigeya, v'chol ha-shirkav, yitmo ador. There's the posik that the Gemara is mentioned. Now, look in the Rashi. What Rashi, and that's the drosh in Tereskeni. Prosecute. V'chol anigeya, v'chol, prosecute. V'chol anigeya, v'chol asher yesach tov, yitma adoret. V'anei sei som, yechabiz kodam v'rochem v'mayim v'tamay v'oret. As a matter of fact, one of the things that are indispensable towards understanding Miseches Nideh is to know the parasha of Tazria and Mitzera, all the Pirkei, know them very well. So, V'chol anigia v'chila she yesach tov yitmo ador. So what does Rashi say? That's the drosh in Tereskeni. V'chol anigia v'chila she yesach tov shel zav vovli nidal amarka shehei hanigia bei Tomei, vein ton kibuz godin, vuchim heir. Now the question is, so this prosecuted, Rashi says, and that's the Tereskeni, has reference to the mark of the Zav. Now why does the Torah have to say, v'chol anigia b'chol asher yesach tov, anyone who touches the mark of the Zav, so will become Tomei. The mark of the Zav, that's Meshav Hazav. Merkav Hazav. So it already mentioned the Isha Sheniga Mishkobe and that it's Tomei. Why does the Torah have to mention Merkav? So he says, so Rashi says in Posik Tes, V'chol ha-Merkav, Aval pi shelu yoshav olof, kin ha-tofu shel sarge, shekirin le-artsum, Tomei mishu Merkav, V'ruket, Tomei Tumas Meisha. In other words, when you write, let's say, an Echameir, so you put an Enuke, that's the settle, how do you call it, settle? That's the settle, I think. So that's Meisha, because the one who rides on the donkey, so he sits on it. So there's the Meisha, that's like a mattress. That's like a mattress, like a chair. But he has the reins, he holds on to the reins. He holds on to the reins. And sometimes he doesn't even have to touch the reins. Suppose he wears gloves and he holds on to the reins while he has the gloves on his hands. His hands don't come in contact with the reins. So the reins are not Tomei Tumas Mishka V'Meisha. He doesn't sit on it. And they're not Tomei Tumas Mago either, because he didn't touch the reins. So he says, Zvcho amea kafafu pishel yoshev olof, kin atofu shel sarge shekirin le'artzen, Tomei Mishmea kaf, v'rukev v'sedol shekirin aliyush, Tomei Tumas Meisha. Meishav, Mishkav the Tanakh. Anyway, so the Torah says that the Merkav of the Zar, even if he didn't sit on it, and he didn't touch it, like the reins, so is an Avatome. It's an Avatome. Then the Torah says, the Posik immediately following it, V'chol anigia b'chol asher yisach tov, yitmo adorem. What does it mean? Kol amigeya b'chol asher yisach tov shel zav. Bo'olim eva amorkav, she'amigeya b'itomei, ve'intoin kibuz godi. V'ochema b'mishkaf mi'emak. So there is one distinction between mishkaf azav, mishkaf meishav v'sainach. Mishkaf meishav azav is an avatomei, and merkav azav. Both are avatomei. But mishkaf, so the law is Vishashingab Mishkobe Yechab is Godov. Not only is the Odom himself Tomei, even the Godin he wears, that didn't touch the Mishkaf or the Meshav Hazav, is also Tomei. Is also Tomei. Is Mitam Yodom Litein Kibbutz Libgodov. Mashin came the one who touches the reins of the Zal, so he is Tomei, but the Bgodim he wears anatomy. As long as the Bgodim didn't touch the reins. So suppose the Bgodim touched the reins, so then the Bgodim are Kelim, and they touched the Avatume, so they become a Vishnitum. But if the Bgodim did not touch the reins, and the Odom only touched the reins of the Zab, the Tofus, so then the Godim do not require Kibbutz. So that's the Kule that Merkav HaZav has vis-a-vis Mishkav HaZav. Mishkav HaZav, so if another touches it, not only does the Odom become Tomei, but even his Godim require Kibbutz. But Merkav HaZav, if another touches it, so the Odom becomes Tomei, but the Godim do not require Kibbutz. So, V'yuchimea b'mishkav mi'emerkav. So that's the first half of the pasuk. V'chol anigeh b'chol asher yisach tov yitmo adorem. V'aneiseisam. What does aneiseisam mean? Kol omo b'inyan hazav. Zeilei, Reikei, Shechvosarei, Mimravlo, Hamishka, Vamerkav, Mason, Mitami Odom, Mitami Odom. So the second half of the prosecute says Ranei Seisom has reference to all the things mentioned in the previous Sukkim. The Zav himself, the Mayonis of the Zav, the Reikes of the Zav, the Miraglaim of the Zav, or the Mishka, the Merkav of the Zav, anyone who carries a Zav, or the Mishka, or the Meisha, or the Merka of the Zav, becomes Tomei, and is Mitamei the Godim that he wears. Why? There's the Xerxes HaKosov. Alright. So there's the chat in the Pasuk. Now, let's prosecute. So, Elini Shazam Minor, Tichsiv, Fichol Hamigia, Bichol Hashayye, Sachtov, Yitma. The Pasuk says, Yitma Be'er. But here the Gemara doesn't mention the two words I don't have, just Yitma. My Tacht. What do you mean, Tacht? Ile in the Tacht of dissolve. Tacht of dissolve? In other words, anyone who touches that thing that is beneath the Zav, what is beneath the Zav? The Mishkaf, the Meshav of the Zav, is the Mishkaf of the Zav, the mattress beneath the Zav, the chair on which the Zav sits. Anyone that touches that which is beneath the Zav is Yitmo. Why does the Torah have to tell us that in prosecute? It's already mentioned in the previous Pasuk. Me'ish asher yiga b'mishkovei in Pasuk Hei. It's already mentioned in Pasuk Hei. Ve'ish asher yiga b'mishkovei yechavis golov v'rocha gamayim utamei ador. Why does the Torah have to repeat that in Pasuk Yud? Ilo in etach tozom me'ish asher yiga b'mishkovei nafke. Elo! So obviously, v'cho anigia b'cho asher yiga sachtov does not mean anyone who touches that which is beneath the Zav, but it means just the reverse. Hanigea b'chol asher yiyeh hazov tachtov. Anyone who touches that beneath which is the Zav. In other words, that which is on top of the Zav. That which is on top of the Zav. So of course, that fits the pshat given by the Rav Amiri, because that's exactly Elieni Shel Zav, on top of the Zav. I mean, Teisa's pshat also it fits, but how about the Rashbam's pshat, that it means you have on one pen of the scale, you have the Zav, and on the other pen you have Echol Mashki, but it's still called that which is above the Zav, because as a result of the Zav being marbled, so this pen on which the Echol Mashkin is placed goes up, so it's also above the Zav. Alright. Even the Zav and gave a Zav of course, the nearest pshat is most adapted to the Rosh Hashanah. All right, but it can fit the other pshatim also. My new Elin Shazar, you are in the Sacht of the Zav, do Metras Hazav, so that's mentioned already in the Pasuk, Isha Sheyiga Mishkove, Elo Anigea, Elo Anigea. Then, you have in parentheses, Vanei Sei Namayit, that's the other part of the Pasuk. Vanistani, my new Niso, my timer Vanisoxi. So that's put in parenthesis. Who put a parenthesis? Rashal Mochakzi. Why did the Mashal put parenthesis over it? In other words, parenthesis are indicative of a removal, of a striking out. Why? Because of Rashi. Rashi says, we're not givers here. Umay ni niso, beged aniso azav, may taime vaneisei vaniso ksif, v'lidane mayi, v'nira b'ina ishu pirish nishupish. So Rashi strikes it out. It's an erroneous givers, an erroneous text. However, Rashi in the Tshuva was chizer. And Rashi in the Tshuva says, Old Rishini mentioned Rashi in the Tshuva, that what is written in parentheses is the correct text. Is the correct text. Now, Now, so Rashi, but let's consider Rashi's pshat here, not Rashi's nature. Rashi's pshat here is, so he's giving אלי משובב מאוד, תחסיד לכל נגיד לך שיהיה סחטוב היטמו. מה היא סחטוב? אם אלי מסחטוב דיזול, מאיש אשר ייגע במשקוב אין נפקה. Why does it all have to repeat it in prosecute? It's mentioned already in prosecute. אלו, המגיע בכל אשר יהיה עזוב תחטוב. ומי ניהו אלין של זב. In what case, and then what is in parentheses, Rashi is not here. Not ki akosuf, mitumech mure veivir itumekal. So Elin Shel Zav is only a rishon itume. Is only a rishon itume. Rima loch, shen mitame yalorichon umashki. Not ki akosuf, let's see the Rashi. Not ki akosuf mitumech mure, midichsi vecho anigia becho asher yihye tachtov, yitmo. והניסי איסום יחבס גולוף. So when the Torah says וכל הנגיע וכל אשר יהיה סחטוב, and the pshat in the posik, the Gemara says is וכל הנגיע וכל אשר יהיה עזוב תחטוב, so he touches the lily של זב. And the Elin Shel Zav is only mitame yechon umashki. He's only mitame yechon umashki. Is not mitame yodim kerim. So when the Torah says v'chol anigeh v'chol asher yiyeh sachto, which means v'chol anigeh according to Rashi's pshatia, v'chol anigeh v'chol asher yiyeh hazof tachto. In other words, v'chol anigeh b'mishkav Elin Shel Zav. Yitmo. What does it mean? Echon Mashkin. The Elin Shel Zav is a Rishon. So, Echon Mashkin that come in contact with the Elin Shel Zav, Yitmo. All right, that's all right. But the Torah doesn't say Yitmo. The Torah says Yitmo Adorev. What does it mean, Yitmo Adorev? It means then he has to be Nitgal in the Mikveh to become Torah. Yitmo Adorev. So, how can we apply it to Echon Mashkin? The Gemara says here, not to akosuf mitumech mure mitumekale lenalach shin mitamer lichon mashkin. So when the Torah says b'chol anigia, b'chol Hashem, b'chol anigia, b'chol Hashem yeh sachtov, which means b'chol anigia, b'chol Hashem yeh azov tachtov, b'chol anigia, b'mishkafel yin shel zav. Yitma Adorev, how can it be Echol Mashkin? If it's Kelim, so Yitma Adorev. Because Echol Machas is called Klishatev. Why? Because you are moderate in the Mikveh and then Racha Haref Shemesh, so it's Torah. So it's Torah. But it couldn't mean Kelim. The Chol HaNegiah is not Kelim. It's not Kelim, not Odom. Because the Mishkafelin Shel Zav is only a Rishon to me. It couldn't transmit to me to Odom and Kelim. So the Chol HaNegiah has reference to Echol HaMashkin. So Echol HaMashkin, how can we say Yitma Ador? Well, the answer is, the Gemara doesn't mention Yitma Ador. But the Torah mentions Yitma Adorev. So apparently we have to say that's one kasha. But the Torah says Yitma Adorev. So how can it have reference to Echol HaMashkin? Echol HaMashkin, when they become Tomei, they become Tomei in perpetuity, not only Adorev. Because Echol HaMashkin cannot become Torah by being immersed in the Mikveh. Only an Odom Kelim can become Torah by being immersed in a mikveh. That's one kash against Rashi's pshat. The second kash is, how can the Gemara say v'chol anigia b'chol asher yihyeh tachtov means the one who touches that thing beneath which is the zav. דרגני של זהב, ונטרסקי הנמסז, וכל הנגיע בכל אשר יהיה סחטוף, his reference to the Merkav of Zav. So it's not a Zav is Tachtov, but this is Tachtov of the Zav, not the Zav is Tachtov of this. And this, in regard to the Moras Kashe, my Tachtov, you mean Tachtov the Zav? The Tereskinim says it means Tachtov the Zav, but the Kashe, Mirisha, Sheyiga, Mishkovi, Nafke? No. It is reference to the Merkav HaZav. So that's not mentioned in Pasukei. The veins of HaZav. So this Gemara is contrary to Teres Kehani. And it's contrary to the Pasuk itself. Because how could the Torah say, Yitma Adorah? But Echol Mashkin cannot be immersed in the Mikveh. So if they become troubled, if Echol Mashkin are the Megim, in the early Shalzad, so then they become Tomim in perpetuity, Royal Word. They can never, not Ador, Ador means until they are immersed in the Mikveh. So obviously, when the Gemara darshans, so we have to say, according to Rashi Pshat, and this is what Teisa says, in other words, that they you know, they are coming Mashmois Lemikro. So, but even if there is a Toshe, still we say a Mikro Yisim Lipshuri. So the Teras Kehanim explains the Pshudish HaMikro. As far as the Pshudish HaMikro is concerned, so the Chol HaNegiah B'chila Sheyiyeh Sachtov has reference to the Merkav HaZav. Why? Because of the juxtaposition. Because in Posik Tes, the Torah discusses the Chol HaMerkav HaSheyiyeh Kafol HaZav Yitmo. So merely it follows on logically. V'chol HaNegiah B'chol HaSheyiyeh Sachtov has reference to that thing that is discussed in Posik Tes. In Posik Tes. To the Pshudish HaMikro. V'chol HaNegiah B'chol HaSheyiyeh Sachtov, let's say the veins of the Zav, which is not Meishav, it's not Meishav HaZav, not Mishkav HaZav, is the veins. The veins of the Zav is Merkav HaZav. So becomes Tomei. Becomes Tomei. And Yitma Adorah, because the veins of the Zav is a Kele, that can be immersed in the Mikveh. So, if it is immersed in the Mikveh, so Le'achar Erev Shemesh, it is Torah. That's the Pshudish HaMikro. That's the Pshudish HaMikro. But you also deduce something else from that pasuk. V'chol HaNegiah B'chol Asher Yiyeh Tachtov Yitmo. Stop! Not Yitma Adorah. In regard to the Yenish HaZav, we do not read Yitma Adorah. In regard to Merkav HaZav, we read Yitma Adorah. But in regard to the Droshe of Mishkav Yenish HaZav, El Yenish HaZav, Elienish HaZav, we do not read Yitma Adorah, but Yitmo Adorah modifies the Pshudish HaMikro, but not the Droshe. You see, so insofar as the Droshe, as Bechol, the Droshe, Bechol HaShayi Azov Tachtov is concerned, so we do not read Adorah, but just Yitmo. V'chol HaNegiah B'chol HaSheyiyeh Sachtov Yitmo. Sachtov Yitmo. Yitmo in perpetuity. Yom Moed. What it means, Deichel, Mashkin, the touch, the Elvinish HaZav, the thing beneath which is the Zav. So that's Yitmo in perpetuity. That becomes a Sheini. That becomes a Sheini. And then, but as far as the traditional Mikro is concerned, so we read Yitma Adorah, and that is reference to the reins of the Zav, the tofus of the Zav. So that's a Kele. So that becomes Tomei. That becomes Tomei, and it has Tfileh B'mikveh. So is Yitma Adorah. This is the Pshat in the Posi, as Thesis explains it. a COVID rash. Now, again, not kilakos mit mechmure, ve'ivir didu mekale, lo'im alocho, she'ne mitamei, alo'eichu numashkin. Now, let's see the rash. Not kilakos, how do we know that the pshat in Yitmo is it to mekale? Maybe it mechmure. מדכסים וכל המגיע בכל אשר יסח טוב יתמו and then the second of the project ואני זה יישום יחביס כל הברוח הגומיים מתמי הדרך so why did the Torah so the Torah ולהבין ונכתב וכל המגיע בכל אשר יתח טוב ואני זה יישום יחביס כל הברוח and the Torah didn't have to mention יתמו. The Yitmo is altogether, is completely superfluous. If the Kavonas HaMikro had been that the Nigeya, B'chol HaShem Yisach Tov, has the same Tumech Mure of another Tume as the Neisei Yisom, so the Torah shouldn't have written Yitmo, but the Torah should have written B'chol HaNigeya, B'chol HaShem Yisach Tov, V'HaNeisei Yisom Yichabit Modo. Why do you have to say Yitmo? Le'avinu v'nichti v'chol ha'negiyah v'chol ha'shiyah tachtov v'amei se'isam yichabiz golov v'afsikimu b'yitmo m'chol ha'yitmo l'abbi odem u'bgod m'kom ha'ere elo b'yichol n'umashkin v'amei se'isam nitrash b'tiras kiyamim l'amei se'i mishkovei u'mishovei shalzal Mishkovei, Mishovei shel Zahav, or Mayonei shel Zahav, everything. Right. Rimaloch, so why did the Torah interpose the Yitmo between the first half of the Pasuk and the second half of the Pasuk to advise us that it's two separate aloches? In the first half of the Pasuk, this called main discusses it to Mekale. The second half of the Pasuk, the Torah discusses it to Mechmure. So they could not be mixed up together. V'afsikim mechwad ha'yit molad v'yodim u'bgolim k'mayre. Elo b'yichol u'mashkin. V'amei se'i som nidrash b'tiras k'yamin. L'amei se'i mishkobei u'mishobei shel zahav. So the Gemara sikashe Eima motkia kosmit mechmured unitami odom itami bgodim Avol odom ibgodim unitami. Maybe the reason as to why the Torah was not mehavi the two things together because there is one kule in hearing in the first half of the pasuk vis-a-vis the chumre that in here is in the second half of the pasuk, because the second half of the pasuk does not only discuss another tume situation, but another tume that is mitame not only the odom utroches, but is mitame lipgodim also. That's a special chumre. Not all avatumes have that chumre. Now. As Rashi pointed out, v'chol ha'negiyah in the merkav hazav, so only Odom is tamei, but he's not mitamei the b'godim that he wears. Masha'inki in the second half of the pasuk, which says v'anesi eisom, one who carries the mishkav meisham of the zav, or the mayones of the zav, so then not only is he tamei, but the Odom ha'negiyah, but even the b'godim require kibus. So that's why the Torah was not mehavi. Eima, not kakosim to echmure dum tamor and tamib godim, avorodim of godim itame, omakro, yitmo to makalamash. It's not that Mori is saying that the expression yitmo implies that it's only a rishnitum. it's not an avatar. Only a Vishnu. Now the Gemara mentioned here, in explaining the Mishnah, that the two halachas, two chidushim in the Mishnah. One chidush in the Mishnah is that the lein of the zava of the nideh is only a rishnit. That's a chidush nitzal. And the other chidush is that the tachteini of the beil nideh has only that status of tumeh of a rishnit. How do we know this halacha? Tachteini of the nideh is an av. But the mattress on which the nideh or the zav sleeps is only a rishon of the beil nideh. I mean the bed. The mattress on which the zav or the nideh sleeps is an av. But the mattress on which the beil nideh sleeps is only a rishon to me. How do we know this halach? There's a second thing. The tachteini shall be on nideh minot. Itanye with him he does all of them. Posik of Dalat. Vim shochem yishkaf isha iso, enido, usim he does all of, vitomei shiva siyemi, vichoa mishkaf shayishkaf all of itmo. So, the Torah in Pasuk of Dalet says, in effect, that the Beil Nido acquires the Tumeh of the Nido. Usim Yosolov. Yochel Yawel Raglo. He'll step into her shoes. In other words, that means, suppose he was Beil Nido on the seventh day of her Yimei Tumeh. In Nido is Neo. 7 days. So how many more days does she have to count before she can be tayor? Just one day? It's already the seventh. The next day she can be tivalis. So I could say, since the Torah says, usin does all of, maybe that implies he steps into the shoes of the nidah. Since the nidah requires only one more day to count, to be able to be table and be toyer, so he too he has to count only one day and then be table. So I could say that. Yochel Yal Ragot Hamulima Yitmo Vitomen Shiva Shemin. Even if he's Borel on the seventh day of the Nidusa, and the Nide has only one more day to count, but he becomes Tomei for 7 days, and he has to count 7 days. Tamlima Yitmos Ayyami. Uma Tamlima Vatini Dosolo. So the Torah could have said, could have written, Vim Shochei Vishka Fishei, so Vitami Shmos Yami. Why do the Torah have to say, first, Usini Dosolo? Uma Tamlima Vatini Dosolo. I would say that the Beil Nido cannot impart to make an Odom and Klicheres. Only to Yechlin Mashkin. Talmud Leima, what he needs all of. Mahi mitam Odom u Klicheres. Afu mitam Odom u Klicheres. So that's the Xerus HaKosuf, that he is an Ava to me, and he can impart to me to an Odom and Miklicheres, and Miklicheres. Now, how about Klimatres? The answer is, Klimatres is like Odom, because Klimatres have the same din. I mean, any Klishatev, not after Klimatres. Klishatev are like Odom, but Klicheres has its own din. It's own dinim. So the halacha is that the Beil Nido is Tim Midos Olov. He is analogous to the Nido whom he was Beil, just as the Nido escape is an Abba Tume, and she can transmit Tume to another man, the Klicheres. Another means other man, Keli, Klishatev, and Klicheres, that is not Klishatev. Afu, the Beil Nido, himself, is Mitame Odom Klicheres. So in other words, only the Beil Nido himself is Mitame, is an Abba Tume, and is able to impart Tume to another man, Klicheres. But the Mishka Vumeishav of the Beil Nido is not an Abba Tume. That is only a Rishon Tume, and consequently cannot impart Tume to another man, Klicheres. Imahi Eise Mishka Vumeishav Litame Odom Litame Pkodim Afu Eise Mishka Vumeishav Litame Odom Litame Pkodim Litame Pkodim Talmud Leima V'chol HaMishkov Asher Yishkav Olov Yitmo Shein Talmud Leima V'chol HaMishkov Asher Yishkav Olov Yitmo Uma Talmud Leima V'chol HaMishkov Asher Yishkav Olov Yitmo Not ki akosel mitmechmure ויביאו את מקרה למה לא חשאין מיתם בילריך וממש נעלה צידה רשי יאללה רגו יאללה סייפו כי אם בוא לא בשישי שלו יתווה ובלו עמוך חוס כמי איסו זן ימין ואפילו בוא לא בשבי so he's tome years to count 7 days מה אם מיתם עוד המתם בגודים שאולוב דיוסי בקרוכים המשקובו אפו מיתם עוד המתם בגודים שאולוב וכליחרס בהסת וכליחרס בהסת ואף אגבים כליחרס מקבות ומלו מעבירי בהסת זב וזובר מתאמי כי תכסיב וכליחרס השאיגה בעזוב ואמרים הם במחיר תניצר מהגוי ומהגוי שוויקוי ואימא זה יסייטי ואני מובס את כליחרס שאין תאמי לוחם משקש ולא יתמו שהאיקונומה רוצים לדעוס אורו ובדידוקסי וכל הנגיעה במשקוב לך בזגולוב. So why does the Torah have to repeat it again? So to be mnatic, מתמחמור או תמקלת. Because the whole expression, וכל המשקוב אשר ישקב עולוב, וכל המשקוב אשר ישקב עולוב, יתמור is apparently superfluous. It's apparently so superfluous. Because if the Torah said already Tinidos Olov. So Bakosov Lenat came to Mahmur, Shaloye Mishkove, Homok Mishkovo, Tami Odom of Godim Sholov. So the Gemara's the Kashe, also the Gemara says the purpose of the expression, of Chamish Hashish or Yitmo, which apparently is superfluous, is to be nothing to Mechmur to Mekale. So the Gemara's Kashi is, alright, maybe the purpose is to be nothing to Mekale, but not to Mekale to such an extent, to Mekale that he doesn't require Kibbutz Godim, but maybe Odom and Kelim, they touch it, so will become Tamei. אבל עוד המתגודם הוא עוד המתגבי, עוד גודם מתגביהם, מייחד, so that is מתעמי. How do you know that the ניתוק is so much that it's not even מתעמי, עוד המתגודם by themselves? פורך רבחוי, אין מנות כי הקוסם מתמחמורה והביא את המקרה לתמי אודם ולתמי בגודים אבל אודם ובגודים לתמי How do you know that when the Torah says וכל המשקב אשר ישקב עולב יתמו which is superfluous so it only that it tells us so much that it's not even מתמי אודם בגודים maybe it only tells us it's not מתאמי דאודם הנגיע בי so that he would be required to be חביז הבגודים חביז הבגודים but דאודם himself becomes תאמי so the Gemara says again יתמו implies אמר אבסה Yitmo tüm kalamaş. Kaldıraş. No, no, there is no rush. We already went over the rush. Now we may ask another rush. Eino yitin yidosol of kol, vimshoche yidishkafi sheiso usin yidosol, that's a general expression, it's a kol, and v'chol amishko v'ashin yishka v'lov yitmo is a prat. So we have a kol, Klal Mishkov Prat, Klal Prat. It's one of the Midrash Hatorim Dreshes then. Ein Bechlal Hashemah B'Prat. Maybe Mishkov Meishav Ein Midachinale. Maybe by vis-a-vis Be'er Nido. So only the Mishkov of the Be'er Nido is Tomei. But it's not if the Be'er Nido will touch an Odom of Godin, the Be'er Nido, not the Mishkav Meishav of the Be'er Nido. Maybe even the Be'er Nido himself cannot transmit to me to an Odom of Godin. Even Bechlal Mishkav Prat, Klal Prat and Bechlal Mashi Prat, Mishkav Meishav Ei, Midachin Alei. What do you mean Midachin Alei? Midachin Alei means that the Be'er Nido himself cannot be mitamei Odom B'Kiri. Now look in the Rashi. Midachin Alei ki Odom B'Kiri Cheres. He cannot be mitamei. Amar Abaye, Yitno Zayomi Matsiko Inyen. Have a klal prat amruchokim ze mize. V'chol klal prat amruchokim ze mize. Ein donin eisi b'chol prat. Here, we cannot subject it to a klal prat. Why? Because when is something subject to the halacha of klal prat in b'chol mashi b'prat, when the prat is samuch to the klal. But if there is another expression that intervenes between the general expression and the specific expression, like here, the Torah says, "Usim dos olov." That's the general expression. V'chol amishka shenishka v'olov yitmo is the specific expression, but interposed is the expression v'tamei shivas yomim. So the prat expression, the specific expression, v'chol amishka shenishka v'olov yitmo, doesn't follow immediately after the klal expression usimidos olov. So merely it's not subject to the alfuse of klal prat. It's klal prat. Klal prat amuchokim zem ze. V'chol klal prat amuchokim zem ze. And there is klal prat. Rav amar. Ravama, Leilam Doni, Vichol Ribui, we can say that Klal Prat Amuchokim Zemizeh, even though the specific expression, the Prat expression, is not immediately following the general, the Klal expression, it's still subject to the Alfuse of Klal Prat in Bechal Mashri Prat. But here, there's an extra Ribu that is Marbe, more than the Prat, because he doesn't say, Ha'im the Torah had said, Usin idos olov, itam ishves yomim, ha'mishka vashnishka v'olov yitmo, then it would be subject to Klal Prat. But here the Torah says, not ha'mishka yirudo, v'chol ha'mishka. So the whole is marbe. In other words, not only does the mishka tomei, but anyone who touches the Be'er Nido, another Moakli Haras that touches the Be'er Nido is also coming. And that is Nisrabe in the term Vichol. Oma Leilam Donim Vichol Ribuihi. Vichol Amishkav Ribuihi Vilav Prote. Maskif Lo Rabbi Yaakov. אימא כי מה היא יכולה כתובה במגור למשקו ולתנו אדום ולתנו בגודים לחומרי אפור ותחלק בי במגור למשקו ולתנו אדום וכמה בגודים לכולי נבלות just as the Nida itself. So there is no difference between the Maga of the Nida itself. Count of Nituk, we should say there shouldn't be any chiluk be Magoi or Mishkove with Tami Odom or Tami Godin, and just as Mishkovo of the Bel Nida. The Mishkovah of the Bel Nida, Mishkov Tachton of the Bel Nida, is not mitamei Odom and Bgodim. So the Maga of the Bel Nida himself, should not be mitamei Odom or mitamei Bgodim either. Amarove. Olov, latini mashma. In other words, the expression olov is expressive of the chumra, not of the kule. If we are going to darshan that the Bel Nida himself cannot be mitamei odom mitamei bgodim, so it's not that the load of the nida is upon him. On the contrary, it's in the other direction. It's at the other pole. And here the Torah says, Usini dosa olof, the tumor of the woman whom he was beyer is upon him. That's expressive of the chumre, not of the kule. Of the chumre, sheshneim itamu onu tamu b'kodim, afu itach ma'abon mashkovi kule, sheshneim itamu, to mishkovi pshito, shenoska kosuf, ilke ma'agoy nami, shimno da b'odim, itamu itamu b'kodim, to ksiv itin dosa olof, the Rukshu, who the Hib, high call, all of the Achra Mashma, the Leila, okay. Now I thought that I would be able today, it's already 1 o'clock, so I don't want to go beyond it. So tomorrow we should go over the thesis of Elini Shel Zav. But you should look up in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mitami Mishkav Meishav, Perigimu Haloch Alev, Haloch Beis, Haloch Beis. And halacha gimel, that's in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Mitamei Mishkav Meishav. Then the Rambam in Perek Vov of Mitamei Mishkav Meishav, halacha alef and halacha beis and halacha gimel, and with special attention on the asogas haravet. The Tumas Madev Midivrei. Tumas Madev, that's a Yeni Shalzav. So the Rambam says in Perek Vov of Mitame Mishka Vumeisha, Haloch Yimu, that the whole Tumas is in the Rabban. Where did the Rambam get in the Rabban? Because there is an expression in Gemara Nil Abdalet that Tumas Madev Midivrei. So the Rambam mentions that Likabe Yeni Shalzav. Elini Shel Zav is Madev. So the Raived is Masik and the Trambam, and he says, Omer Avram, Yesh Tumas Madev Midivreyem, Avol Zu, the Elini Shel Zav, Afal Pishi Kruya Madev, that's also called Madev, Eino Midivreyem, Shayom Roteiro Vamigea Bechol Asheyye Tachtof Yitma Adoerem, ודרשינו מסכסני דקול אשר יהיה תחת ועזוב ויום רותירו ייתמו עד הערב עומק ושטף נאמה מתאמה למאג. Now, so the Ketz Mishne mentions the name of the Rikurkes, is the Rav Sinigre? How could the Gemara says beferish that it's only tummy to mekale? That it's only rishni to make and only mitame lechol mashkin. So how does he say klishet etnamu mitame lemage? But it's only mitame lechol mashkin. That's the Rikokis Iskashi against the Ravid. And he says that the Ravid is Rav Sinigre. But the Rav Amiri, without mentioning it in the name of the Ravid, the Rav Amiri and our Sugye, says that El Yini Shel Zav, there are two. First of all, he says El Yini Shel Zav means something that is placed on top of the Zav. And this is Kashi is, but that's Hesed to Zav? No, suppose somebody else placed it on his head and without the Zav moving it, so then it's not Hesed to Zav. Hesed to Zav means that the Zav moved it, carried it, but suppose he stands like a dummy, motionless, and somebody else puts, let's say, 10 pillows on his head, one on top of the other. So it doesn't move one way over. The pillows are not moved in any way. He's bound and he can't move them when I older. So then it's not Hesed, but it's Tommy as the Yini Shel Zav. So the Rav Amiri says it all depends. The first beged that is placed upon the head of the Zav is Mitami Kelim also. Is Mitami Kelim also. But the other ones, in other words, the lowermost El Yini Shel Zav is Mitami Kelim. But that El Yini Shel Zav, that beget, that touches the Zav, is Mitami Kelim. Is Mitami Kelim. Is an avatar. Is Mitami Kelim. But the other ones, the uppermost, not the lowermost El Yini Shel Zav, but the upper El Yini Shel Zav, they do not touch the goof of the Zav, that is not Mitami Kelim. So apparently, as a matter of fact, I think that Rabbi Avraham Seifer says it in his Agoyes, that is the shite of the Ravid, like the Rav Amiri. The Rav Amiri doesn't mention it in the name of the Ravid. So when the Ravid says, Almi Kushetet Name Mitame Bimage, so the Kashi is, but the Gemara, the Rikurke says the Kashi, the Gemara says, it's only Mitame Bimage Lechon Umashkin, because the Yini Shel Zav itself is a Rishin, and the Rishin cannot impart Tumah to Klishate. The answer is no. According to the Ravid, so the Kashi raised by Teisves is answered, because Teisves says such a strong Kashi. How can we say, according to Rashi, that Rashi here is not Geris Hanisoksi? So in other words, Chola Sheyes Achtov means El Yini Shel Zav, it's not deduced from Niso, but here the Torah says that Yitma Adorev and El Yini Shel Zav is only a Rishin, and a Rishin cannot impart Tumeh to Odom Kelim, can only impart Tumeh to Echon Mashkin, and Echon Mashkin have no tefillah in the mikre, and here the Torah says Yitma Adorev. So we have to say, according to Rashi, the Pshat is the Pshidish on Mikro in prosecute this reference to Merkav. Merkav has tefillah in the mikre, and so the Yitma Adorev has reference, the Adorev has reference to the Pshidish on Mikro, to the Merkav of the Zav. And as far as the Drosh of El Yini Shel Zav is concerned, so the Adorev doesn't modify it. But we just say, V'chol HaNigeya, V'chol HaSheyiyeh, Hazov Tachtav Yitmo. Yitmo. Period. In other words, not Yitmo Adorev. But all to the Ravid, it's all well. Because of the Ravid. Because there are two El Yini Shel Zav. One El Yini Shel Zav, the first one, the first beged, that is placed on the head of the Zav, that touches the Zav, is an avatome. And that can transmit to me to Adam Kilm also. So the Yitma Adorev has reference to the lowermost Elyonish al Zav, the bigger the Kele that touches the Zav, that is Yitna Ve'Oref. But the uppermost Elyonish al Zav, so that is only Yitmo, is not Yitma Ve'Oref. Anyway, you should go over that Raibet in Perikveis of Miluches, in Perikvov, sorry, Perikvov, Mitame Mishka from Meishav, Haloche Gimel. That's what it's Raibet, Haloche Gimel. Now, then, you should prepare up to the Gemore and on the days of the Inchayovi Nawe now be a smidgash vikodosh. What am I? They say so, Gias as Rashi. Dixi, Bechol Amidia, Bechol Ashi Yetacht of Yitmo. Yikot is vov prosecute. V'chol anigia b'chol ashi yisach tov yitma d'or. V'anise yisom yichabiz godo v'rochad b'mayim v'tom yad d'or. Ma yisach tov? Iye yisach tov v'zav. Dem mishka v'm meisha v'v'zav. Me'ashe yigab mishko v'navke. So that's mentioned in Posikei, V'yish asher yiga b'mishkobei, Yechabiz golo v'rochel b'mayim v'tomei ador. Elo, kol asher yi'azov tachtov. In other words, the pshat in Posikut, V'chol anigia b'chir asher yi'esachtov, does not mean anyone who touches that which is beneath the Zav, but on the contrary, anyone who touches that beneath which is the Zav. In other words, anyone who touches that which is above the Zav, not he touches that which is beneath the Zav, the Meshav Tachtein, but the alien Shazav. The alien Shazav. V'yakosu b'svorim, u'may miu nisa. My time v'anisoksi. He says, my miu nisa, but it means my miu nisa. U'may miu nisa. It's a mistake here in the thesis. My miu nisa. Yud, not evolve. My time v'anisoksi. V'rigor is Rashi. Rashi is not geres. Rashi here is not geres. Dok for nafke misachtov. The Bosar Dixiv V'Hanei say Ksiv Kibuz Godel. The reason is why Rashi Tesis explains why is Rashi here so determined that it's an erroneous text, because how can we be geis V'Hanei say Name Yitmo? There's a second level of the prosecute. It's V'Hanisoksi. So, but there it's written in the second level of the Pasuk, V'Nisi Eisom Yechabiz Godov. So in other words, it's not just a tumor of the Rish. Now, if we agree with V'Niso, so that means that the second level of the Pasuk of V'Nisi Eisom Yechabiz Godov is reference to the Elyoni shows up. The Mishkav Elyon shows up. The Elyon shows up. And the Elyon shows up is only a Rishi. So how can it be Mitami Lebgodim? If it's an Av. So then there is a certain Aloche. I mean, not every Av is Mitami Lebgodim that he wears, if the Lebgodim didn't touch him. But sometimes it's called Tumah Bechibur. When another touches when an Adam touches a certain thing, so then it's mitame, not only the Adam becomes tame, but the godim that he wears also become tame. But if it's a rishi, how can the godim become tame? So that's the reason as to why Rashi decided that this text is an erroneous text. We couldn't say that the Elyini Shel Zav is implicit in the second half of Pasikut, because the second half of Pasikut certainly deals with an Avatume, not a Vishnu Tume. It's not only an ordinary Avatume, it's even Mitame. It's even Mitame Godi. When the Elyini Shel Zav is not even Mitame the Odom, the Elyini Shel Zav. It's only Mitame Eichon Umashkin. Alright, but it's not necessary. We can accept the way it's written here. The aid, another kasha against this girse. Of course, it's much smoother. The bosa vaneisi ksiv kibus godim. So how could this the second half of prosecute have reference to Mishkavelim of Zav, which is only a vision? That's Rashi shita here. But then Rashi in the tshuva was chayza. V'chosa bol Rashi niyosezu. Rashi in the tshuva was chayza from this girls, from Mishita here. And in the tshuva, he reaffirmed the girls, the original girls, of Anesi Nami Yitmo, my new Niso, my time, the Anisox. Because of the Rashi in the girls, the Heiche Meike, in the tshuva, high crowd of Yeni Shazav. In other words, Rashi in the tshuva says that we cannot say that the first half of Pasuk Yud has reference to Elyini Shel Zav. The Tereskelim says that the first half of Pasuk Yud has reference to Merkovei Shel Zav, because in the preceding Pasuk, in Pasuk Tes, the Torah discusses Merkovei Shel Zav. What does Merkovei Shel Zav mean? The reins, let's say, if the Zav is riding on a donkey, and so he has the saddle, and he sits on the saddle, and then he holds on to the reins. He doesn't sit on the reins, he just holds on to it. So Mele, that's Merkovei, that has a din of Merkovei shows up. So the Skenim says that the first half of Pasuk Yud, V'chol HaNigiyeh B'chol HaSheyiyeh Sachtov, as Rashi mentions it in his Perush on Chumash, V'chol HaNigiyeh B'chol HaSheyiyeh Sachtov Shel Zav, Bov Rimid Al HaMerkav, and in Posik Tes he said, Rashi, that Merkav means Afropi Shel Yoshav Olofkin, Atofu Shel Sarge, the reins. She'i HaNigiyeh B'itomen, V'intom Kibuz Godin, V'uchimeh B'mishkaf M'Merkav. So, a Nigiyeh in the Mishkaf of Zav is not only Tomei, the Odom himself, the Nigiyeh is Tomei, but the Godin wears is also Tomei, even though the Godin did not touch the Mishkaf of the Zav, the Mishkaf of the Zav. Mashein came, Nigiyeh in the Merkav of the Zav, so the Odom, the Nigiyeh is Tomei, but the Godin, let's say, he wears a jacket. The jacket does not become common, does not require kibbutz, because only v'chol HaNigiyeh, v'chol HaSheyiyeh Sachtov, yitma d'orev. So the first step of Pasuk Yud has reference to Nigiyeh v'Merkav, not Nigiyeh in Elyini Shel Zav. This is what Rashi says. וכל זה בירה שמגיע זה זוד איך נויקה הקובלים של זהב או בהתי בתרסקי הנומייקה לא בימי הקר ואינית הליכה בבור מוקנה במשקב חל כמוי say that that the first half of Pasuk Yud has reference to the Elyon Yishel Zahav. Now Elyon Yishel Zahav is only mitamei Eichelim Umashkin. Is only mitamei Eichelim Umashkin. And here it says, V'chol HaNigeya, V'chol HaSheyeh Sachtov. If Sachtov means the Elyon Yishel Zahav, so so that is a rishi. So it can only be mitame eichel umashkin. So who is the nigeya? A meichel is a nigeya. Let's say a kikar shel truma was nigeya in the yini shel zav. So how can the kikar be yitma the orev? You can be table a kikar and become tame. If a kikar becomes tame, so it becomes tame on what? So obviously that the first half of Pasuk Yud does not have reference to Elyon Yishel Zahav, to Mekor Yishel Zahav. It's a very strong kashe against Rashi Shita here in the Gemara. Veidich have been looking Mishkav or Mishkav Ksif Kibbutz Godim in the Gehabei Vochel Ksif Kibbutz Godim Vichor Chai Gavne Pachim Oto Ekame Gavim Maze Menido Vein Heilichel Meikne Uibel Yeni Shal Zad Mitame Lichol Mashkin Halo Yotayr Vemikve. I mean, that is what I said before. Ukro Ksif Yitma Adoe Vinire Dirashe Rigores Mai Tachto. Now, when he says here, V'nira de Rashi Igora states it does not have reference to Rashi in the Gemara, but to Rashi in the Tshuva. Rashi in the Gemara is definitely Geras. My Sachtov, Ireine, Sachtov Dizov. Of course he is Geras, but he means Rashi at the end, because the Chazore was after he wrote this Pirush on the Gemara. In the tshuva, so Rashi in the tshuva, rigores my tachtov, ireime tachtov zov. Elogores, how was Rashi in the tshuva geres? Kol anigere bechol asheyeh sachtov yitma dor, v'amei sei name yitmo, v'amei sei name yitmo. In other words, we read a posik bechol anigere bechol asheyeh sachtov. Yitma Dorev, V'aneisei, as if there had been a stop on V'aneisei. And V'aneisei modifies the Yitmo. Name Yitmo. Not a Dorev, but Name Yitmo. Not a Dorev. And V'aneisei Name Yitmo. U'mayniu Niso. The Yini Shel Zav is also Tomei. What kind of itome? Rishi itome. My new niso, my tiny vanisoxi. Now, vanisoxi. Is it written in the Torah vaniso? It's written vanisei, there is a verb. There is no. It's not a chosea. It's in oil here. So that's a kashi against Rashi in the tshuva. So in other words, there is a variance between our Maseire. Our Maseire is that it's in Malay, there is a verb after the moon, and according to Rashi's gills in the tshuva, so it's a choser. Vanisoksi, there is no verb. All right, so I told you to look up the thesis in Shabbos Dafun Heyom Beis. So there is a Rab Kveya. So Rab Kveya mentions all the variances between our Maseire and our Gemara. And sometimes the variance is not between Maseire and our Gemara according to all the Shemim, but according to certain Shemim. For example, here, According to Rashi's Gilsei, in the Tshuveh there is a variance between our Gemara and the Maseiah. Our Maseiah has it as Imore, Vaneisei in the Vav, and according to Rashi's Gilsei in the Tshuveh, so it's a Chosa without the Vav. So he has a whole list of all the Kisra Kiddush. And Rabbi Dvigal, you know, was such a bokeh and everything. So the whole list, I mean, this is one of the most difficult things, I mean, that thing, yeah, I mean, or the variance between our Masire and the Gemara. All right. So, Umayni Uniso, my time is Bani Zoxi. Not Yakosuv, me to Mechmur, to Mechale, Vorapoche. I mean, the Pshat of Rashi in the Chuv. Vamigia, because he is after the Markabaya. The Pshuti shall mikro of Amgeya, because he creates in the Pshuti. So even if there is a droshe, but that does not negate the Pshuti shall mikro. So the Pshuti shall mikro, the Pshuti shall mikro is that the whole Pasik deals with Merkav Hazav. The first half of the Pasik deals with Merkav Hazav. V'chol Amgeya, v'chol Hashem Yesachta, as the Tereskeyanim says, anyone who touches the thing that is beneath the Zav, not Meisha Zav, that's mentioned in Pasuk Hey, but the Merkav Zav, the reins, the tofus of the Zav, the reins to which the Zav holds on as he rides on a donkey. B'chol anigia, b'chol asher yisachtov, the Merkav Zav yitna v'oret. The aneisim, and one who carries the Merkav Zav, or the Mayoni of the Zav. So, is Yechabiz Bgodo, V'rochaz Bamayim, V'tomei Adore, V'tomei Adore. So, there is a difference between the one who touches the Merkav of the Zav, and the one who carries, who lifts, who moves the Merkav of the Zav. If somebody carries the Merkav of the Zav, so he becomes Tomei. But his godim, the godim that he wears, do not become Tomei. But the one who carries the Merkav of the Zav, so is no Chomo, the Tomei. Not only does he become Tomei, the carrier, but even the godim become Tomei. The Anisei Yisomi Chabiz Godo V'rochad Bamayim V'tomei Adore. There's the Pshutei Shal Mikro. But then, as far as the Drash is concerned, so then we do not read it Vaneisei Yisom, but Yitma Adore V'aniso. What V'aniso? V'aniso Nama Tomei. What can we Tomei? Tomei Kale. ומה יניס מה תמיד יניס אקסי הכל זה דובר הפירוש והנגים לך שיהיה דם מהכפיים ומגודר הסכמים תהלכו לך מהאקסי ויכול להיות מהגול מהסוי ומהכל מתעמיות ומלואית גודים what does it mean מתעמיות ומלואית גודים now you shouldn't think that would be a mistake the word גודים that if he better touches so then touches the Merkav, he doesn't become Tomei. If he begs the Kele, so just as when the Nodom touches, so the Merkav of the Zav, it becomes Tomei, so if the Kele, he begs touches the Merkav of the Zav, it also becomes Tomei. But it means a little godin, if a Nodom touched it, and the Nodom wears a jacket, and the jacket did not touch the Merkav, only the Nodom who wears the jacket touched. So then, the jacket does not become Tomei. That's what it means. Tamei Odom and Tamei Godim. Not that if a beggar touches the Merkav, he doesn't become Tomei. If a beggar touches the Merkav, then it becomes Tomei just as if the Odom touches the Merkav. The Magorim and Tamei Odom Godim, Dochlik Sivkim of Godim. Uv Masoim and Tamei Odom and Tamei Godim. Even if the Godim didn't touch, and even though the Godim didn't touch the Merkav, in view of the fact that the Odom carried the Merkav, Kimisai Chob, Anisei Chabu Golov, וכל עמד קוצב בעין, מיוניסף מקובי ומשובי, ולילי של זהב, דעשינון הוכה מתכסיד בעמיסו, דסדרש, חוסר בלויבוב, כל הרי שבקחו, דימי על קו דכסיד ביתמו, ולא כסיד בקיבוץ גולים, ואורי קומה, תנגיע במאה כבר זו ביתמו, וכן הנעיסיד על ילי של זהב, וכן הניסו, דהיינו על ילי של זהב, נוט והכוס מתומה של האחוב, דרכו רוב הניסה הרי שבקחו כהה, ולא יעשה איבה, דו כסיד אוליסון, דוקסיב אייסום, בגלל הניסו משייך אייסום, אלא אייסום קורא עבדי פשוטי של מתחו, עמי דקחילה לאיסי, דפשוטי של מתחו, והמסירס, המסירס דקסיב ובניסו, איסקוי הרי של מתחו, ופוליך, אי מדינות כמיתונה, חמורה, ליטמי אודום, ליטמי בגודים, אבל אודום בגודים ליטמי כמו מהקו, ומשם דייתמו תומקל המשמע, דהנעיסי סמוך ונגיע במערכב, ובגד שנוגע במערכב למיתם ילאיך ונומש. ומיו יש לישב גרס רשינו. What's the גרס רשינו? That's the גרס of רשי here in the Gemara. Oh, but the question is raised against Rashi's Girsa here in the Gemara, how can we say that the Chohanigia B'chor Hashi Yeh Tachtov, it means Tachtov, B'chor Hashi Yeh Azov Tachtov, but that's a Lini Shel Zahav? So, but the question is, Bereteraskiyam says that the Pasuk, the first half of Pasuk Yud, V'chor Nigiya V'chor Hashi Yeh Sachtov, has reference to the Nigiya in the Merkab. And here the Gemara says, it doesn't mean V'chor Hashi Yeh Sachtov that is beneath the Zav, the Merkab, but it means that beneath which the Zav is, the Reini Shel Zav, that was the Kashe. So we can give it Eretz. ומי יש דעשי גרשים, ידורש משתחתו, ואף אגב לקרוא העירה במערכב, מכל מוקים, תדע ביטחתו, לא העירה במערכב, אלא ביטחתו, דיומה בתרסקינים, ומייס לפירי חום הערבים, הוא עוקף תומי מישה בעטופוס, the saddle is תומי מישה, because the person sits on it, והעטופוס, the veins, תומי מערכב, Alme, Masha Tachto Vuikre Merkav, Ella Meshe. I mean, the Raya is from the Russian Chazal. I mean, what kind of Raya is it? Russian Tehu, we have the call, Russian Tehu, the Chud, the Russian Chachomim, the Chud. But anyway, Tesis mentions this is a Raya. So we see that in Russian Chachomim, so the saddle is called Tachto, but the reins is not called Tachto. So Mele, even though the first half of the Pasuk generally has reference to the Merkav Hazav, but this word Tachtov has reference not to the Merkav Hazav, but it has reference to the Yeni Shalzav. And the basis of the Drosh. מכל מקים תיבלי תחתו אהלו מהקו, אלא בתחתו, דרומה בתרסקי אני. מי ספר חומה ומאו כפתומי ועמי פתומי של התופו סתומי מהקו, אלמי, מה שתחתו ואיקרה מהקו. אלא מישה, ולהוכה, קורמה. והי תחתוב במאי העירה. So, in other words, true that generally the first half of Pasuk Yud has reference to the Meisha Vazav, but the Teivo Tachtov could not have reference to the Merkav Hazav, but it could have reference superficially to the Meisha Vazav, but that is already mentioned in Pasuk Hei. So Mimela the Pshat is, insofar as the Teva Tachtov is concerned, not one who touches the thing that the Tachtov is of, but the one who touches the thing beneath which is the Zav. It means the one who touches El Yemishol. Loche Koma, the High Tachtov in my Meire. Ibn Mishkat Mashayiga, we have a bottle Mifrach. The Gemara could mention another Raya, that he doesn't mean Meisha Vazav. Because by Meisha Vazav, Posik Hei says it requires Kibbutz Godin, and here it says Yitma Adorov, there is no Kibbutz Godin. I'm not doing Mishkat Stil Kibbutz Godin, but we see it all that differently, Posik. In Amma Mishmocha, we see it Kibbutz Godin, Mishmdika Krobi Merkav Ksiv, to Riboy Kibbutz Godin. ומפורש אלו שעזוב תחתוב, דהיינה אלייני שעוזב, ומתאמי אלייך וממשקים, ותומסר אלו. So in other words, now Tesis is explaining, or before Tesis explained Rashi's Girsa in the Tshuva. Now Tesis is explaining Rashi's Girsa here. And he's like, ומתאמי אלייך וממשקים, ותומסר אלו, ויחסים בקרוא. But then the question arises, so why does the Torah say, if it is reference to the initial Zav, the Titma the Orev, and after Orev, so as a result of immersion in the Mikveh, it's Toria, but how could the initial Zav become Toria? Echol and Mashkin do not have fuel in the Mikveh. With Maserem, that's the Chomish Merkab. Mishum Merkab mitam Yodom and Godi. In other words, because the traditional Mikro, the traditional mikro has reference to Merkav, but mitzad roshe, so tachtov has reference to Elyoni Shalzav. So the Yitma Adorev, the Adorev expression has reference to the traditional mikro, not to the drash of Elyoni Shalzav. Vigora Shapya Maitaine Ve'anisoksi. The Mitachtav Vedem now Teisves, at first he started to explain Rashi's Girsa here, but he's deflecting from the explanation of Rashi's Girsa here. Because Rashi, while Rashi accepts the original Girsa, while Rashi rejects the original Girsa when he succeeds, so Teisves says, we can accept Rashi's Girsa here, the Chassid Echo and Yil Hashiyah Tachtof Yitmo, my Tachtof Yil Mi Tachtof Lizov, Mish Hashiyah Mishkov in Afke, but where is Rashi says, that the Hemshech of the text, we cannot be Geras, Teisa says we can be Geras both, we can be Geras, the Hemshech of the text as well. We go to Shapir, my time is Vanisaks. Now, if we are Geras, the way Rashi is Geras here, the Chon Yibu Hashir Tachta Fitno, my Sachta Filin Tachta Zov, Misha Shiga Mushkola Nafke, Ela Nigia Bechor Shiga Zov Tachta, and my Nia Yimishal Zav, so we already deduced El Yimishal Zav from the first step of the Posik. Why do we have to resort Vanisaksi? So he says we have to resort to both. We have to resort to both. Because Shapa Matran is succeed. The mitachtov kreid alei ha-matnino ba-yil nishal zav. Don yu beidim tumem meribeinu, ala ha-matnino alei b-merkav. In other words, if the Torah had not written nisoi choser, so then we wouldn't darshin the droshe, but the tachtov by itself, whereas the other words have reference to merkav, but the teva tachtov has reference to the Yemishal Zav. But only because in addition to the term Tachtov, there is also the Chosar Nisov. So maybe we know that the Tachtov is reference to the Yemishal Zav. We have said Nami Tachtov. Oh, so the Mitachtov is Nami Yemishal Zav. When you beat him to me, you beat him. And I don't know what we mark up. We love now, me tachtov. So then the question arises, Why did the Torah have to mention Tachtov? Let the Torah just mention Miso the Choser, and so we would know to learn out Lyuni Shazav. Why did the Torah have to mention Tachtov also? Vilanu Sachtov min Miso le'avu mitnu to mekale. Deichon le'mashkin bin Miso kibin dechsid be'kibus godim. Vava mine dinot kelitam yodom oyu godim. Not Litami Odom, Litami Godov, they didn't touch it. Kamashmin and Tachtov, the high rebel Yemish Azar, the Nichtam Gabi Melkav, the Lake Kibis Godin, Uchsi Beitmo, the Mashma to Mukora Kale, they Dal Koragar Sinon, Vanisoxi, Vilu Dashino Yemish Azar, and Mitachtov, Hirpolich. אין מנות כי מתו מחמורה, היך הקסיד ביתו מחמורה, דיקאומה נות כי. So to מחמורה is not even mentioned. If we darshan a yinish of zav from the term by neisei, because the kri is neisei, a more, and the ksiv is niso, a chosea, then, Yeni Shel Zav is mentioned in the second half of the Pasik that Al Kipshut Shel Mikro discusses Eitu Mechmur, because the second half of the Pasik requires, he says, Yechabez Golob, and he says Yechabez Golob. So then we say Mitke. But if we are not getting Sniso, so then the Yemish Ozaf is not even implicit in that expression that Al Pipshute discusses Eitu Mechmure. So how can we say Nitke? Dili Rashna Yezem Tachta Virpochem Yad Eitu Mechmure, Hich Eksil Eitu Mechmure, Dikoma Nitke? Now, so in other words, in final analysis, so Tesvis mentions three different Gersoyes in this Gemara. One Gersoy is the Gersoy of Rashi here in the Gemara. So that Gersoy is as follows. Elyini Shel Zav Minoron, Tichsiv Lecho Anigia Lecho Ashiye Sachtov Hitmo. My Sachtov, Ilei Mesachtov Dizov, Meish. No. When did that, the Gersoy Rashi here, Lecho Anigia Lecho Ashiye Sachtov Hitmo. My Sachtov, Ilei Mesachtov Dizov, מיש אשיה משכמי נפקה, אלא נגיע בכל אשיה עזוב תחתוב, ומייני אוהיל אלין של זב. פיריד! אין וניסו נמי יתמו. וניסי נמי יתמו, מייני אוהיסו אוהיל נגירס. That's Rashi's Gersi here. Then, Rashi's Gersi in the Tshuva is, מי סחתוב? No. And the Rashi's Gersi in the Tshuva is called Elyini Shel Zav Minoron Dichsiv Kol Anigea Bechol Ashiyeh Sachtov Yitmam Adorev Vanei Sinam Yitmo Umay Miu Niso Mai Taimu Vaniso. That's Rashi's Gersi in the Tshuva. And then the third Gersi is Tesis Gersi, that we are Gersi both. Elyini Shel Zav Minoron Dichsiv Lecho Anigei Lecho Ashiyeh Sachtov Yitmo Mai Sachtov Vilo Nisachtov Dizav Mish Ashiyeh Gab Mishkol Nafke Elo Anigei Lecho Ashiyeh Azov Tachtov Umay Niu Elyini Shel Zav Vanei Sinam Yitmo Umay Niu Nizo Mai Taimu Vanizo Ksi. That's the girl said that is here in our text, including the expression that is in parenthesis. So there are three different Gersoyes in this Gemara. Now, the Ra'ivet says that Elyini Shel Zav like this. Rashi's Gersi here would be very good, except would be very good, would be the smoothest Gersi, except that there is one difficulty according to Rashi's Gersi here. Now what's Rashi's Gersi here? ומעלים יש עוזב מלון וכסיד בכל הנגיע בכל אשר יהיה סחתו ייתמו מה יסחתו? אילו אין סחתו דזרוב מאיש אשר יהיה ממשקו בנפקה אלא נגיע בכל אשר יהיה עזוב תחתו ומלמי הוא אל יש עוזב So the question is, according to Rashi's Gilsi here, that when the Torah says, V'chol ha'negiyah v'chol ha'shiyah sachto, so it means, anyone who touches that beneath which the Zav is, so it means, anyone who touches the Elyein Yishal Zav. So the Torah says, Yitma Adolet. Why is it shayach to say Yitma Adolet? Elyein Yishal Zav is Eichon Unashkin. Is Eichon Unashkin. So, Eichon Unashkin, anyone who touches the Elyein Yishal Zav,